Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 266. So what I'd like to discuss today is something not really based on the parasha, but something that I thought of based on the parasha. Of course, in Parasha Shmos, we meet Moshe, and we meet his sister Miriam and his brother Aharon. And they have a wonderful relationship. We see the self-sacrifice that Miriam goes through to make sure that Moshe, the baby, in the water in the Nile, survives. And then later on in the Torah, we have a story where Miriam speaks badly about Moshe to Aharon, and she gets into trouble, and she gets tzaras. Okay, so that idea of, you know, family, talking about family, is what I wanted to discuss today. And it's really the idea of Lashon Hara, speaking negatively about others, and the idea of venting. Okay, Chavetz Chaim tells us in Hilchos Lashon Hara, which Hilchos Lashon Hara are hard, but the Chavetz Chaim says that when it comes to talking, you know, between couples, for example, between husband and wife, he says, Rabbi Mishtabshin Bezeh, people make a mistake with this, Shemesapram Len Shoseim, Komashe Erlehem, and Ploni Uploni. People express every little detail that happened during their day, over the course of their life, the Beis HaMedrash or Bashuk, you know, his first option, of course, is that you're in the Beis HaMedrash, you know, what this person did to me, said to me, said about me. And so the Chavetz Chaim says that even if you don't count the prohibition of Lashon Hara, of speaking negatively about others, the perpetrator, whoever it was, who's the antagonist in that story, it's going to get worse because you're going to get her involved, and it's going to be a disaster. Okay, so you would sound, it seems like, just from reading that simple Chavetz Chaim line, that you're not supposed to go and really vent to your spouse. But later on in the book, the Chavetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Yud Dalad, so he talks about the famous conditions that are the conditions known as the conditions of Toeles, when there is a purpose in speaking Lashon Hara. I refer you back to Take 10 Return number 148 on the 19th of Sivan, where we talked about reasonable Lashon Hara, where Lashon Hara can't have a reason. You can find that on the website, number 148. I don't want to go through all of those again. We don't have enough time. But he adds something. After saying all of those things, all of those reasons and those times where you try to do other things, this is your last option, you're trying to help somebody, etc. For whatever reason, you're allowed to go and say Lashon Hara L'Toeles for a good reason. He says, V'efsher dehu hadin, and it's possible, dehu hadin in kavanaso b'sipuro l'hafegis da'agaso milibo. If the goal in saying over some information and sharing something that somebody else did with somebody else, if the goal is to get rid of your tension, your anxiety about that thing that occurred. And that, he says, is havikimechavin l'toeles al lahaba. That is like having a purpose for the future. Not a purpose in the past, but a purpose in the future, sort of to make yourself feel better, to make yourself be able to deal with what occurs so you can move on. We know how difficult some interpersonal situations can be. And so that, sharing it with somebody else, might be very helpful. And he quotes a Gemara. He doesn't just make this up. He says, "Lefize masha amruzal." This is what the Chachamim meant. And when it says in Mishlei, and the Gemara explains, Pasuk in Mishlei says, "Da'aga b'lavish yashchena," a person who has worry in his heart, yashchena. We'll see what that means in a moment. "Medever tov yisam chena." Good thing should be celebrated, a bad thing should be yashchenod. What does that mean? Gemara in Yuma says, Daigab lavish yashchenod ravami ravasi. There's a machlokas between ravami and ravasi, but what does it mean? And we always get the two of them confused because their names sound the same. Chara Amar once says, yashchenod midaito. You should get it out of your mind. You should, you know, if you have daiga, you have worry, you should not worry about it. Okay, not so easy. V'chad Amar, don't think of the purple elephant. V'chad Amar, and the other one says, Yasichenu la'achirim, speak to other people. The Gemara here acknowledges, Rashi says, a fear that you're worried is going to happen, an anxiety, something you're nervous about. Yasichenu la'achirim, maybe you should speak to somebody because Shema Yasiyuhu Eitza. Maybe they'll give you some advice. But what about situations where it's not just a bad thing might be happening to me, some external bad thing and where I'm looking for advice, but somebody did something to me, and therefore I feel terrible about it, and I want to share that with somebody. So it seems that the Chavetz Chaim is learning from this notion, this Pasuk in Mishlei, this Gemara in Yuma, that yes, indeed, we are allowed to express, to vent to others if it'll be helpful. Now, it's interesting. This comes up in the Sefer Chassidim as well. Sefer Chassidim, written way before the Chavetz Chaim, speaks of, a person not listening to other people giving them the drama about others. You know, you're not supposed to listen, you're not supposed to be makabel, you're not supposed to believe the things that you hear. And he says the following situation. He's upset about the way another person treated him. He's very inflamed, he's furious. And the person who rebuked him did this, and he said that. And you know, in listening to, we'll call him Bob, in listening to Bob vent, you know this is all he needs. He needs to get it off his chest. And he's telling you, and he's only telling you. He's not going to tell the world about what Bill did. Bob's not going to tell the world what Bill did. He's just going to tell you. He has to just get it off his chest. Mitzvah l'shamo, and you're obligated to listen. U'mashatucha l'taken k'neged chaver l'chabavo, you should try to defend the other person, again, while listening, and while obviously giving the person voice, but you have to try to defend, and you have to do what you can. And the reason he explains is, again, because of this idea, that he needs to get this out, this is not going to spread, your goal isn't to listen and to believe it, etc. And so we have, it's not quite exactly the same thing where it's on the side of the person who has the negative news, they're allowed to go and share it. Here, we're talking about the person who's listening and what their role is. And, you know, yeah, they can listen. That is okay. That's what Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is saying. The question is the Chafetz Chaim right? Is that the halacha? Is that something which is accepted? It's interesting. He uses the word ve'efshar. It could be that that's considered to'eles. That's considered something which is reasonable excuse to speak about others. Now, he does say, and this is a very important qualifier, and you're going to have to listen back to number 148 to know what this means. He says, "Ach sheyizaher shelo yichasru shar hapratim shebesif zeh." He says you have to make sure that if you are going to exercise this leniency to vent to others to make yourself feel better, then you have to make sure that it fulfills all the other seven conditions. It's like Lashon Hara L'Toeles, and you have to go through those conditions to make sure. But even this idea and this notion is a very innovative one. There are those who have summarized, in short, the work of the Chafetz Chaim to try to, you know, it's a long book, to try to get everything straight and so and see what the conclusions are of all of his comments and all of his things. Some exclude this because he just says ve'efshar, and maybe. And the reason they exclude it, they explain, is because this is a very slippery slope. This permits all of Lashon Hara, right? You know, if venting is okay, that's what we're always doing when we speak Lashon Hara, I'm just venting. So it's something which is a very dangerous thing to play around with, but it's important to know that it exists. And this Shiloh, this question has been asked in many times, in many different contexts. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted as saying that one of the obligations that a husband has to his wife is to try to make sure and to calm her down for the things that are stressing her out. And the obligation, if doesn't exist for the wife, but the wife can be very helpful and do that to a husband as well. And it can't be that it's absolutely forbidden for them to share the things that are going on in their lives with each other. And again, for constructive purposes, and that's the entire purpose over here. Now, this might be short of, let's say, group therapy, where a person is telling a story in front of a big group, and it's not to a therapist, which obviously would be very much included in what we're talking about, speaking to a therapist who's going to help you. The whole goal is not to damage the other person. The goal, of course, is for your aid and your advisement, and to make sure that you are able to handle the situation better. The Shu't L'Chafetz B'Chaim talks about how the Chafetz Chaim may have learned this from that pasuk. The fact that that pasuk, that gemara over there, is talking about daiga, about some sort of business problem, not about something that somebody did to you. He says, "Kavanaso she'im yodea ba'atzmo she'im lo yisaper esatzar shenigrim lo." You know that if you don't share the pain that happened, yehadaver kaved alavu mitzaroso, it'll be heavy on you and it'll pain you. Ve'im kain, what's the toelet? What's the purpose? Yesh toelet besipur almanas sheyasir tzaro. The purpose is for that pain to go away. Ve'im kavanaso besipur lignos es chavero. And the goal isn't to bash the other person, rather lahasir hatzar sheyesh lo belibo nimtza shesipur hadavar eno lignos Ela lirafuas makaso. It's not there to destroy, it's there to heal. And if a person can be honest with themselves, and it seems that that is the requirement, that we be honest with ourselves, to be able to vent for our own constructive purposes and not for the destruction of others, and you fulfill all of those conditions, that's when the Chafetz Chaim's halacha would apply. And hopefully, listen, we shouldn't have these situations, but if we do, now hopefully we are a little bit wiser and know what to do in the proper way. Have a great day.